My name is Farheen Hack, and I'm based here in Victoria, BC. My art is a place where I reflect. For me, my art practice is I really think of it as a contemplative practice. It's a place where I take apart a lot of my experiences and background, particularly being a South Asian Canadian Muslim woman. So all those various identities and complexities that come with straddling two cultures, I lay those out on the table for myself. And then what's really exciting is in my art, specifically through my videos and through my sort of performances that I do for the video, I get to reassemble some of those deconstructed pieces and make up a new possibility or a new reality. Abstract expressionism to me is about exploration and emotion, which really a lot of art movements can tend to be about. When I think about Mark Rothko, and I've had the privilege of being able to experience some of his works in person, live, really it's about a bodily experience. It's this ability for us as a viewer to formulate our own meaning and our experience. It's in my consciousness, that work and how he went so big with these fields. And I think the challenge of an artist sometimes is to pare things down and to distill them, but to still offer very complex and rich experience. And when I've sat in front of a Rothko and just, looked out into that canvas and really sat with myself, it's about like cultivating the attention and seeing what comes up, what emotions arise, what sensations. And that's a real gift that art offers us, is the question of, well, what do you feel? What do you think? As opposed to consuming a media that is telling us how to feel and what to think. It's asking us to make meaning. And ultimately, I think that's what art is. And that's why I do my art, is to make meaning of my life. Visual art in 2012 is just as important as it ever was. This is the paradox, right? We have all this sort of discourse around being disconnected, whether it's, and people questioning whether social media really connects people. Are those relationships intimate or not? I'm sure you've heard those discussions. But like any tool, whether it's a paintbrush that allows us to have a sense of light falling on a face in a portrait, or whether it's a pigment that's spread across a giant canvas, a fiery field of red or a calm field of blue, or it's a video that helps us, an image of a swath of fabric being wrapped around a torso. These are all ways that we can come back to ourselves, and through the visual, we can have a felt experience.